the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Hey, I am celebrating, Lundy, because the Red Wolves came through in the clutch last night. By the way, we should have bet the over. You know, the total was at 72.5. What was the final? It was like 59, 52. That's insanity. Pure insanity. You know, they're calling it the Fun Belt instead of Maction. You know, the Sun Belt, the Fun Belt. That certainly applied last night. So, in celebration of such a cherished victory last night, today, appropriately, is National Liquor Day. Drink up.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Can I just start right when we finish up this pod?
I may have already started. I think I'm just I'm running an IV drip of tequila into the veins.
I mean, you know how I am with my coffee, but I'm looking down at my coffee cup right now, and there's a little space in there. I might be able to fit a little extra liquid, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, a little shot of Christmas. It might be a little bit early, Halloween, whatever your fancy is. Yeah, by all means. It's Friday night. It's a perfect confluence. National Liquor Day. Quarantining across the country yet again. Why the hell not? Just get ripped and have a good time, and then you wake up on Sunday and get some of these wagers in, which we're going to talk about here in a moment. And if you want to get in on all the action, you got Major League Baseball playoffs going on. Obviously, too, we got the NFL upcoming, more college football as well. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook right now. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app. And add to the excitement of Week 6 of the NFL, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DK Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. On top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings also offers great odds boosts every Sunday to help you make it rain. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code FTN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana 1-800-9 with it. With that, let's get to Friday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right. Well, we have to start things off with a mandatory prediction here, Lundy, because it's mandatory Montgomery, you jack wagons. And I'm not talking about rushing yards. I'm going to talk about receiving yards against the Carolina Panthers. And the number set, 24.5. And, of course, naturally, very predictably, I'm on the over on this one. You know, Montgomery is really filled in nicely for the injured Tariq Cohen as a pass down running back within this Bears system. He's averaged 23 routes per game, hauling in close to 70% of his intended looks from Nick Foles. And Carolina has given up 57.6 receiving yards per game at the running back position. Four rushers have gone over this total, and Montgomery has hit 30 or more yards three times this season. Well, make it four. Fade or follow me. Mandatory Montgomery over 24.5 receiving yards at a minus 112 juice.
I'll tell you what, Brad. I'm going to follow you, but I'm going to have two words for you that cause some trepidation for me. No. Cordarrelle Patterson.
Oh, God.
Because I do get – I think they want to utilize the back out of the backfield. I think it's something you can do against Carolina in a game where Chicago wants to show that their 4-1 record is not a fluke, but it is. But I digress. But I think they want to be able to show – that they belong with that record and that they're a good team. But my concern is that they can utilize that back out of the backfield. My question is whether or not a couple of times it's going to be Cordarrelle Patterson. I think that Montgomery can get to this number and he can do it with three or four catches. My concern is what happens if he only winds up with, say, two and a couple of those other ones wind up with Patterson. So I'm going to follow you because I think that if they're smart with their play calling, they need to involve Montgomery. But I think that they have their little gadget plays for Cordarrelle Patterson, and I think they're going to try to find a way to use him. Let's just hope that Montgomery sees more of the share of it. So I'll follow, but I'm going to be keeping my eye on Mr. Patterson.
Oh, in my mind, the over on Montgomery is always mandatory.
Number four.
All right, let's work in a little Lamar Jackson here. We're not going to talk about pass yards. We're going to talk about rush yards. And the number is 49.5 of the reigning league MVP. And I'm taking the under here. Now, earlier this week, Lamar came out and admitted that his tender knee has slowed his rushing production this season. He's seen a significant reduction in rush attempts per game. He averaged 11.7 last year, just 8.2 this season. You look at the Eagles, the matchup this week for the Ravens, they've given up just 3.4 yards per carry so far this season. Really tough to run up the middle on, but you know Lamar in that RPO system, he can hold on to the ball and then dash outside and get some chunk gains. But I think there's a lack of confidence right now in his knee. I think he's going to be more pocket tight in this game. As you look at the Eagles, they've given up 7.4 pass yards per attempt. So dropping dimes down the field to Mark Andrews and Hollywood Brown, Miles Boykin, makes more sense than him being the scoring duelist that we've usually seen in the past. So Lamar Jackson, again, not running nearly as much with that knee issue, 49.5 rush yards. I'm on the under. Are you going to fade or are you going to follow?
I will follow on this one as well. Here's what's going to be interesting with this number, because you know the coaching staff's going to go to him and say, hey, Lamar, your knee, a little tender, be careful. Okay, guys, yeah, I got it, coach. I'm going to make sure I don't do that. But then those instincts kick in for him when he's out there on the field. Here's what I'm hoping for to be able to hit the under. I'm hoping that this turns into the game script where all they want to do is keep running the ball, hand it off, Mark Ingram, et cetera,
yep,
and use up the clock. Because if that is the case, then that RPO goes away because it just becomes the R. And all you're trying to do is run the ball and run out the clock and not risk an injury for your reigning MVP up against a team that you should be able to handle. So to me, Brad, this feels like maybe 6 carries total, and he winds up finishing somewhere in the mid to upper 30s. So I will follow. I'll take the under.
Not a whole lot of action for Jackson.
Number 3.
All right, it's time for our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, presented, of course, by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. I have no idea what it is. Go there right now. Do it. And use the promo code FTN when you sign up. You get a free $5 game on the house. Look, it's just props, man. It's more or less. It's over or under. It's a really simple game to play. It's not much to it. Even a simpleton like me could figure it out. You got to have at least 2 players in your parlay, but you can parlay all the way up to 6 players on more or less, over or under, on fantasy points, on rushing yards, on receiving yards, on passing touchdowns per game. Whatever, is your fancy, you can go that direction. Take advantage of your knowledge and win some cold hard cash right now at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Again, use that promo code FTN to get that free $5 game on the house. This is an aggressive line by the folks at MKF. Mike Evans, my cousin, 81.5 receiving yards in a shootout affair, potentially one, against the Green Bay Packers. Might be the game of the week, and I am taking the under here. Look, Mike Evans isn't generating the offline push and downfield acceleration that we've seen from him in seasons past or games past due to a mild high ankle sprain. You saw that front and center the last time he took the field against my Chicago Bears. So that's a concern. He's not exactly at 100%, so you have that hindrance. And then you've got likely shadow coverage from an emerging star in the defensive backfield for the Green Bay Packers, Jaire Alexander, who's given up just a 71.2 passer rating at 0.66 yards per snap. Now, Adam Thielen went over this number. Zacchaeus of the Atlanta Falcons also went over this number. But Mike Evans, we've seen it often this year, though he does have a pair of 100-yard games. When he has been limited physically, a player that has a prominent role inside the red zone, in between the 20s, not so much. So I think this has got like 5 catches, maybe in the 50s, possible touchdown for Evans. I don't think he exceeds 81 yards. Fade or follow my under Evans 81 receiving yards?
Well, first of all, Brad, you know full well when we talk about Tampa Bay, it's yards. It's
yards,
not yards.
Yes, yards.
You know what? I'm going to follow this, Brad, but I actually think he's going to get closer to this number than you think. I could see him at a five-catch number, maybe 77, 76 yards, something like that. But I agree. You know, number one, there are a lot of options for TB12 with Tampa. I think that is something. Yes, Mike Evans is great once you get into the red zone. I think Tom Brady recognizes that he's got this nice target that he can use when he's down inside the 20 or inside the 10 when he's trying to, to cap it off with a touchdown. But you're right. In between the 20s, he's got a lot of different options, including what they've been able to do with Ronald Jones. So to me, this is probably something where if we were looking at Monkey Knife Fight and talking about fantasy points, I might have a different analysis on it because we could be looking at Mike Evans splashing six in the end zone. But here we're talking about yards. I'm going to follow, but I think he's actually going to be closer to that number than you think.
Take the under, ya mateys.
Number two.
All right, let's work on a little Brandon Cooks just for you, amigo, because you're an Oregon State Beaver.
OSU.
There it is. And I could have thrown in Herbert buddies on bye week, so you're lucky.
Rude.
I pulled in Oregon State, the pride of Corvallis. Brandon Cooks, 58.5 receiving yards is a line. I'm going to take the over here. He's coming off that electric performance against the Jacksonville Jaguars. 161 yards in that game. He's been over 90 just twice so far this season. I've only been over this number actually twice the entire year. Three wideouts have gone over this total against the Tennessee Titans this season. He's going to be locking horns with Jonathan Joseph in coverage, who's given up a 66 catch percentage, 118.1 passer rating, and 1.52 yards per snap. To his assignments, Cooks, who's seen 20.4% of the target share there in H-Town, averaging 16.6 yards per reception. I don't think he's going to, obliterate this total, but he's going to pick up somewhere where he left off last week, and I think he gets well into the 60s, likely into the 70s, and stays white hot. Fade or follow me on the former Beaver, Brandon Cooks, over 58.5 receiving yards.
Oh, come on. You know where I'm going with this. Come on. I'm taking the over with you as well. I like the idea of him bringing in four or five catches, probably somewhere between 65, 72 yards, right in that range. So I feel like this is one that he can comfortably get over. Look, the BOB reins are off of this team. Now they've got a chance to, stretch out a little bit. I don't think the Texans are not going to suddenly go, the rest of the season undefeated. But I do think that there is a bit of a sigh of relief from this team, as we talked about last week on the pod, that, Bill O'Brien is not there anymore. And this is an opportunity for them to maybe loosen up a little bit. And who knows, maybe as much as this team is saying all the right things to the public, maybe behind the scenes, they are glad that they are finally to the point of knowing that they are going to have a new regime in terms of the coaching staff. And Brandon Cooks has always had the ability to do this, Brad. The problem is he had to stay on the field. I mean, this guy was Mr. Concussion there for a while.
Yeah.
He's just got to make sure he can stay on the field. And if he can stay on the field, I think he can consistently put up those mid-range numbers for you and finish off in the 50s, 60s, 70s, occasionally pop higher than that and be a solid play for you fantasy owners. But for this number, 58.5, solidly over.
Go Beavs!
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, let's work in the dachshund of the desert. Will he earn his sausages, his bacon strips, maybe his milk bones on the ground in a game that's going to have a lot of pew, pew, pew shootout appeal against the Dallas Cowboys? Here is the total. It's 42.5 rush yards, and I'm going to take the over here on this one. Again, it's not big D. It's not medium D. It is certainly little D. And I think Kyler Murray and that scoring duality is going to take advantage of the flexibility, the elasticity of this Dallas Cowboys unit as a whole. Now, Russell Wilson is a high watermark on the ground against Dallas this season, rushing for just 22 yards. But Kyler has gone for 91, 67, and 78 in three contests, a soaring past this number. Now, he's gone under in a couple of games of 29 and 31, but he's on a 947 rush yards pace. And again, if you drop back in zone or they drop back in defense and have kind of a shell coverage scheme, Murray's going to find those creases and take advantage and then slide right before he takes on the contact. So I love watching this guy play. He's one of my favorite players in the league. He's going to be spinning those little legs early and often, I believe, on Monday Night Football. Fade or follow me, Murray, over 42.5 rush yards with a minus 112 juice.
It's a 5 for 5, fade 5 Friday. How about that? I'm going to follow you on this one as well, Brad. I think this is one where he may be sitting with 28, 29 yards at halftime, meaning that you're not sweating this one out too much if you've got the bet slip down, because I think that he'll be comfortably toward this number by the time we get to halftime and then taking advantage of it beyond that. Again, as you said, Dallas does not have the stellar defense, shall we say.
Yeah.
They're in trouble, and I think that means Kyler Murray can be able to get some stuff done. The thing to be able to watch in the backfield, as you and I talked about on the Fantasy Football Hour TV show this week, is what they do between Kenyon Drake and Chase Edmonds.
Yep.
That's one of the interesting things out of the backfield, but I do think that Kyler Murray will continue to scurry his way to the over.
Chase Edmonds, plus 200 for an anytime touchdown. Kind of digging that one as well, if you want to add a little
bonus
extra spice on
bonus
that Monday night. Damn, Skippy, make that money with Murray, and hopefully chase down those dollars with Edmonds as well. And that is a wrap on today's edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow us on Twitter. Follow Lundy at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS. Score 10% off your subscription as you receive all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Until Monday, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.